Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I catch a lot of stories across Facebook, and I see a lot of needs for individuals and families and groups and organizations. And you know that The Mark White Show was established to recognize difference makers, share their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference. And I saw a story that was very upsetting to me. It was about Brad Maligary. He is from southern Mississippi. He went during his lunch break to get the vaccine, and it was the Johnson & Johnson variety. And Brad, at 43 years old, suffered a stroke not just a few hours after taking the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I reached out to Celeste O'Keefe, and Brad is her nephew. And I wanted Celeste to be able to share Brad's story, as well as you as a listener know how you can help this family. You think about the fact that this gentleman, he's just a year older than I am, and he has his family to provide for, and he's in a situation now where he needs our help. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Celeste O'Keefe.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Glad to give you the opportunity, Celeste, to be able to talk about Brad and his family. As I have scrolled through posts and comments, he sounds like a really great guy.
He really is. He's a really nice person. He's not only my nephew, but he works with us. So I spend a lot of time with Brad every day for the past 10 years. He's just a good person. My clients are really upset now because he's a good guy, and our job is a stressful situation that he handles, and he is able to get into these stressful situations and keep everybody calm. So he's pretty amazing.
Celeste, were you at work the day that he went on his lunch break to get the vaccine?
No, I was home, but my operations manager called me right away and said, something's wrong with Brad. I said, what happened? And I said, he had the vaccine today. And I said, call 911. And she said, we already called them. They're on their way. I just knew right away. It just couldn't have happened that easily. 4 hours later, he has a stroke. He's a healthy guy. He is in an environment that he's used to working. You know, when we have a presentation or a trial to do 50, 60, 70 hours a week. And this is very calm time right now. Nothing's happening. He has controlled high blood pressure. That's all he has. He came back to the office and he knocked something on the floor and his coworker said, what's going on, Brad? And he said, Brad just kept staring at the computer. Then he slumped over. And so he called Carrie over and they didn't want to move him because they, you know, weren't sure what to do. You know, they said, I think he's had a stroke when they called me. And the only thing he did while he was waiting for the ambulance, he kept looking at his watch. But he was kind of like spaced out.
People are told to go and get the vaccine. They're encouraged to do that. We have people posting to get the vaccine. And of course, there are several varieties at this point. But Brad was just doing what a lot of people have done so far, to go and get the vaccine, to get themselves vaccinated, to protect themselves and protect others.
And that's really why Brad did it, was to protect others. He thought, you know, I'm 43. We have a huge family. I mean, when we get together, it's 40 people because of his kids and then my sister's children. I have 7 siblings. So, we've been together and no one in our whole family has gotten sick. We're very safe outside of it, you know, the group. But he wanted to get it because he is around a lot of people outside of his family. And with our business picking up, he wanted to help others be safe. And I believe in the vaccine. I had Moderna. My challenge and concern with Johnson & Johnson is the fact that now we have uncovered 2 more people on the Gulf Coast that have had serious problems. One has a blood clot behind their eye, and the other one's having troubles with his eyes, and he got really sick and dizzy and couldn't breathe. His heart rate, resting heart rate, was 120. So my concern is that. And then I see the New York Post just put out another article and statement saying there are other people that had strokes and blood clots, and one of the women's blood clots in her brain. And they keep saying Brad's not, his isn't related, but yet they're saying this woman that's in her brain is related. So I think we have to see and check what the stats are before we make a quick decision. And the biggest challenge is, we ended up going to 3 hospitals and the first 2 didn't report it. And we didn't know we could report it ourselves. So the VARS, VAERS.com site, we just had no clue. So I kept asking the hospital and I told his wife, show this to the doctors. Have they reported it? And they said, well, we would have believed the other hospitals reported it. And they went and looked and they had not. So they finally reported it. And the 2 people local on the coast had not reported it until I just told them to. That's really, really my concern, along with the challenges Johnson & Johnson, if you've seen the news, has had. They had AstraZeneca and their ingredients mixed up. They've stopped that 15 million doses. Then they had a 62 million contaminated. If you've had those challenges and then you still go out live and then you start having blood clots, and I know the other 2 have had blood clots. I've heard of those. There are. There are over 30 between the 2. The challenge is, I don't think that it would have been stopped just for these 6 women having these blood clots if the other information that's all together about Johnson & Johnson wasn't a concern. So they would have stopped the other 2.
Dr. Scott Robertson, who works with the Marion Regional Medical Center in Maria, California, he was quoted as saying, if you received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine over the last 3 weeks, and you're experiencing headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, leg swelling, leg pain, or abdominal pain, you should connect with your healthcare provider or with the emergency room to be evaluated.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think they should be checked, not to disagree with the doctor or anybody what they say. This is the challenge. As a local young man here in his 40s said to me, I did go to the ER. I was having headaches. I was dizzy. I couldn't see. My eyes were going crazy. And they told me flat out, no, this is not related. And he said, I didn't believe that because I had just gotten a shot. So they wouldn't report it. And I said, well, you've got to report it yourself.
Wow.
So the challenge is, I believe if doctors are making comments and decisions based on information that is required by law for hospitals to report, but yet they're not doing it, how are they able to use statistics to make the best decision on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? That's my concern.
We definitely need to get on the same page, and that means the medical community along with those who are trying to do what they're asked to do. When you tell somebody to go and do something like that, then everybody definitely needs to be on the same page to be able to look out for the person who's just following through with what the suggestion is to go out and get the vaccine. But when they do get it and they have a problem or an issue, we need to know how to be able to take care of that person because they did make that choice because they were encouraged to do it.
That's true. And, you know, there are a lot of people that say, oh, well, you can, you know, now, of course, the Mississippi Department of Health, Fauci, there are a lot of people that know Brad's name right now. And they want to say, oh, it's not related. But again, I say, I think people aren't submitting the information. When I have three people that our local hospitals didn't submit for, how many do these large cities have? How many do other places have? So that's all we wanted to do. And I think if we can't do that, we have to help. I mean, Brad has seven kids. I mean, two of them are out on their own. Well, one's in college and the other one's out on its own. And the other five are home. I mean, I had all of them here yesterday. It was the oldest one's prom, her senior prom. And it was the 12-year-old became a teenager. So it was her 13th birthday. So we had them over here. And then the 13-year-old had like 10 girls stay over. So they had a good time, but their daddy wasn't here. Yep. And the youngest one, 4-year-old, just looks at, he goes, where's my daddy? Mm. He says, where's my daddy? And like, what? And Darlene goes, he's at work. And so, you know, she's four. So she's kind of like, and there's so many people around. So there's a huge support system. But just going to the grocery store is $293. Just, I mean, because it's five kids. You got,
yes.
They drink a gallon of milk in 2 days. I mean, you know, milk and cereal. And then we're having to give them lunch money now because they weren't getting any help by anything. What I mean is they were two working people. They supported and took care of their kids themselves. They did not depend on any support from any other industry or agency. So we have the challenges of everything. Like, you know, they've got a house note. They've got two car notes. We'll probably let one. They're not going to be able to pay both of those. And then she had over $15,000 to pay for ambulances to get him from Gulfport to New Orleans, from New Orleans to Atlanta. And then the deposit she had to pay to get to the Shepherd Center Monday. So that, it goes faster than you think when you have a medical problem. But then you have the other bills. Like my sister said, well, Celeste, I need toilet paper. I'm like, goodness, you know, I'm here by myself with my husband. We don't have to buy as much. But he buying for five kids. So I'm taking three of them today. And I'm going to say, y'all come shopping and tell me what you want because I might not get the right stuff.
If it's okay with you, I want to take a quick break and then come back and let's talk about how people can support the Malagary family during this time. You've talked about the many children that are involved with this. We want to try to help however we can, and I want listeners to know exactly how they can help moving forward. And we'll also give an update on Brad's condition. Will you stick with me?
Yeah.
Folks, right now we're talking to Celeste O'Keefe in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we are talking about her nephew, Brad Malagary, who went during a lunch break to take the vaccine, the mRNA. And he suffered a stroke. He's 43 years old, folks. And we want to try to help Brad and his family however we can. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation with Celeste. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. Something good today.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. Blue-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch him play.
Daddy, welcome back to the Mark White Show. This is a Monday edition of the Mark White Show as I talk to Celeste O'Keefe in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we are talking about a very special person in her life, not just her nephew, but someone she has worked with and knows very well, and she is trying to help the family during this time because Brad, during a lunch break, went to go and get the vaccine. He had the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and a few hours later, he was suffering from a stroke. And now Brad needs our support. His family needs our help. And I have Celeste O'Keefe on the line with me right now to talk about that. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Celeste.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And whatever we can do, we have a lot of listeners, a lot of followers who simply want to try to help when the call is made, and we know right now that the Malagary family needs our help, and we want to try to help however we can. So, Celeste, you've talked about the fact that the children have come to your home, and we just want to try to help. So if you will outline, Celeste, what the family needs right now.
One of the needs is they need groceries for these children that are home. I mean, my sisters has them, you know, come over every day after school now, and then they're brought back home and somebody stays with them, but there's five of them, so they need breakfast food and things like that, you know. So we're going to go shopping, and it's probably going to be a $300 bill to keep them fed for, you know, 8 or 10 days or whatever it takes. And the oldest one needs things like gas money. Her daddy used to give her $20 a week. She does babysit part-time, but now she's having to take three of the other ones, the 12, the 13 now, the 10 and the 4, to their things like dance and baseball, because their dad and mom are gone. So she's being the transportation person, taking them all around. And in the medical, they had to pay an ambulance was $4,500. And the thing with that is insurance doesn't give you a break on that. You pay that up front. And then they have a 20% deductible. So you start looking at that. But they have their regular bills, and no one has a job. They've got their house note, they have their car notes, and they have their electric, just the basic stuff that it costs to keep you at home and your family running, things happening for them. So that's the biggest, you know, it's just a big challenge that we don't think about. Neither one of them can work. He'll never work like he did, okay? And you can't, people say file for unemployment. And I think I'm trying to share this, Mike, because some people don't understand. You can't file for unemployment if you're not capable of working. You have to be capable and ready. So he can't get that money. She's on FMLA, so she's not getting any money. And he's going to be in the Shepherd Center for a long time. And I guess I can tell you, we have two things running. We have the Meal Train Plus, it's called. Because the Meal Train Plus, if you can't bring a meal, and we've only asked for meals 3 days a week, and we're feeding them the other days. But just to help us, you know, and people are bringing food to them. But people that aren't here, people are donating. They'll donate money. Someone donated a gas card, which is great, because that's going to help Matt Corey get to Atlanta, because she has to take her own car. And they donated $100 to help her get there with that. And that's called Meal Train Plus. And if you put in Meal Train Plus or Meal Train Brad Maligary, it will bring you to it. And then we have a Facebook fundraiser.
The fundraiser is called Stroke After J&J Vaccine, yeah. Brad, Father of Seven. And there are two fundraisers, and both of them are legitimate. I want to make sure people know that both fundraisers are legitimate, so you can support either one of them. The money will go to the right place.
That's right. I didn't know what I was doing. I've never asked for money before for in myself or anybody, and I didn't know I had created it. And then I created another one, and then someone told me, and I couldn't believe I blocked the other one, and someone said, well, I can't give money. I'm like, I have to run two now, and you can't merge. I've tried to merge on Facebook. You can't.
As long as we clarify to people that there are two fundraisers, yeah, Nobody will be confused that there's somebody running a fundraiser that's not legitimate. We also want to mention for the people who are in southern Mississippi about the Benefit Fish Fry, which will be coming up Saturday, May the 1st at noon. And it sounds like a lot of people are coming together to help with this effort.
Yes. You know, his cousin started that, Brandy Maligary Green. And people love Brad. I mean, it has been no problem to say, if you want to donate anything, and people are just saying, I will do whatever I need to. You know, I love this family. These are just the good old people that you just would want to be around Brad. He's funny. He's smart, you know, and he's just the guy that he's kind of quiet, but when he comes in the room, you know, he'll talk to everybody in the room, but he gets in the little conversations and he'll make you laugh. He's the guy that's going to make you laugh. So, and he's so many people love him. I think the Fish Fry will be great. I'm just hoping we can raise a good bit of money there also. And people get something. So for $10, they're going to get a nice fish plate, and it's all going to be donated. So we appreciate that.
How is Brad doing right now, Celeste, at this moment?
You know, we feel really good, even though he is still paralyzed and cannot walk or talk. He passed the swallow test a few days ago, and that started with him eating, you know, putting in applesauce and things just to make sure everything was good going down. And he was able today. I know that they brought his cheeseburger in with French fries, and his 21-year-old's there. And the 21-year-old said he tried to sneak a fry, Because he thought his daddy was sleeping, and his and Brad opened his eyes like, "What are you doing to my food?" You know, because I can't. So they had a laugh about that. But Brad ate half of a hamburger. So that's a big deal to us. And he drank a boost because he had not eaten in so long.
Yes.
He drank a boost and he drank some water and he ate some of his fries. So we feel that huge progression. And something else he did that's really to us amazing, even though he can't read yet or really write, but he was able to draw a circle. So the brain is trying to heal. They showed him with his left hand, not his right hand, it's paralyzed, you know, but they showed him and finally he would draw it and he couldn't get it to connect. He was finally able to get it to connect.
It's amazing how we appreciate those little things, seemingly little things, when something major like this happens, isn't it?
It is, because I'm like, we're so excited he can draw a circle. And then when he can pass the swallow test, like, Brad can swallow. Yay. You know, I mean, he's not walking or talking, but he can swallow, you know, and he doesn't have to be, you know, starve or they were going to put a peg tube in. So the little things we just take for granted, like putting on your shoes, he hasn't learned how to do that with one side yet. You know, that's a training. His activities of daily life, he will have to learn everything again. The walking, the talking, moving his arm, and they will actually, at the Shepherd Center, strap his arm, left good arm to him, so he can't move it. And it's painful mentally. But they said it helps the brain tell the right hand you need to move, even if it can't. They will strap his left hand down. But that's how he's got to learn. He's got to learn it all again, thinking about when your baby walked. Brad can't walk right now. He's going to learn all of that again. And so we're happy to see all the baby steps. And we're happy that he knows who we are. I mean, when we all first, you know, when we see him, of course, he just starts crying. He starts crying because, you know, he's sad. And you can see he wants something to come out of his mouth. He'll even try to go, you know, but you can just see his face. Just imagine a face right now trying to talk, but it can't. And it's going, you know, but it's not making a sound. That's what he's trying to do now. So he's not able to yet. And he can't, you know, somebody said, get him a reading board so he can click yes or no. I said, he can't read yet. So they said, okay, get a picture board. I said, well, I'm sure they're going to do everything like that. But they'll probably start with a picture board so he can tell them yes and no, you know, TV, hungry, all of those things. Because it'll have a picture, and that's how they start people that have aphasia like he does. He has severe aphasia. Blood clot in his brain. And so the big concern we have now is please don't let that blood clot release and go into his lungs, you know. So that they still have him on saline to keep that swelling down. And that's why he's being transferred by ambulance. Because if you don't, that clot could get loose and cause a pulmonary embolism. And he would die. So Ochsner has been fabulous, and we know the Shepherd Center will be the same.
We know it goes without saying, Celeste, that many prayers have been offered for Brad and Corey and the family during this time, and we want to continue to offer those prayers as well as our support for the fundraiser on Facebook. Again, that is Stroke After J&J Vaccine Brad, Father of Seven. That's Stroke After J&J Vaccine Brad, Father of Seven. I will be sharing that on the Mark White Show page so people can easily find the fundraiser. And I want to tell you, Celeste, thank you for doing what you're doing. I know it's what we're supposed to do, but I appreciate the fact that you and your husband are taking great care of those children to help Corey and Brad during this time. I know that it sounds to me like Brad and Corey would do the same for you.
Yeah, we're a very close family. And thank you for wanting to tell his story and wanting to share this information just to help this really good kids and good family. It's hard right now, and we appreciate anything. When someone sends $5, they'll say, I'm sorry I couldn't send more, or $10, or even $20, they say that. I said, no, every dollar makes a difference. Every dollar. It doesn't matter. People, he doesn't know we're sending $5 and $10 and $20. It doesn't matter how much, because that could pay for that kid's meal that day. I mean, we're trying to get that fixed, but we don't know how long it's going to take. Everything takes time. So the money now is an immediate need. So in the company, Dan Sell, my company, we are matching up to $10,000.
Well, we'll definitely stay in touch, Celeste, and we'll get the information as we can out there to the public and continue to let them know how they can help Brad Malagary and his family during this difficult time. So, Celeste, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Mark, I really appreciate you and all you're doing. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Folks, we've been talking to Celeste O'Keefe, Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we've been talking about her nephew, Brad Malagary, who went on lunch break to take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and suffered a stroke. And now he is being treated at the hospital. His family needs our support and our help. Again, go to Stroke After J&J Vaccine Brad, father of seven. That is a Facebook fundraiser. And then for those who are in the Ocean Springs area, the Benefit Fish Fry will take place at Twin Fins at Islander Outfitters in downtown Ocean Springs on Saturday, May the 1st at noon. Fish plates will be $10. They will have several things going on to raise money, and proceeds from the fish plate and those other activities will be donated to the family at 100%, and this will assist Brad and his family for medical and travel expenses and everyday bills. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and subscribe to the podcast via TuneIn Radio, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, or on YouTube. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hello there, everybody. This is DJ Svoboda with the Imagine Friends of Imagineville, dedicated to spreading autism acceptance and autism inclusion, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Seems to fit.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.